USA Radio News.
The White House was asked about the use of tear gas against migrants trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that law enforcement officials have used appropriate non-lethal force when necessary, and the White House regrets the fact that some children may have been affected by the tear gas.
The White House would never want children to be in harm's way in any capacity whatsoever. However, that is why we are continuing to encourage people to follow the law and go to ports of entry.
President Trump is threatening to cancel any upcoming meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the recent clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president's waiting for a full report on the incident in which Russia seized several Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea. And your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow was up 108 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
There's a troubling new study out about the increasing prevalence of autism in children. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The new study estimates the prevalence of autism is now at 1 in 40 children. The report's been published in the journal Pediatrics, and it says 1.5 million kids in America ages 3 to 17 have autism spectrum disorder. That number is slightly higher than the most recent CDC study, which put autism rates at about 1 in 59 children. The difference may not represent an increase in autism rates, though, as the two studies did use different methodology in the gathering of data. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, where there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk said his electric car company came within single-digit weeks of not being able to handle the production needs of the Model 3 sedan. Honest statements like this are what lead many people to be interested in Musk. I had a chance to chat with Hamish McKenzie. He shares what else draws people to Musk.
Well, he's definitely a colorful personality, and you can see him on Twitter and on TV interviews just being an interesting guy, saying interesting things. But the scale of his achievements are what really draw people to him. He's created this company that makes an electric car, a fully electric car, that people used to think are like golf carts, but now can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds, which is better than a Ferrari. So it's a supercar performance in a family car body. And on the other hand, he's made a company, SpaceX, that flies rockets into orbit and then brings the launch circuit back down onto the launch pad so it could land itself. No company nor government has ever achieved such a thing, and it is crazily ambitious and impressive. It's amazing that he's even done those things.
McKenzie also shares some of the growing pains that Tesla went through.
I was there in 2014, so Tesla had been around for about 10 years at that point, but their Model S was just a couple of years old. I think the challenges for Tesla have always been along the lines of growing up as a car company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.